Exodus chapter 28. And take to yourself Aaron your brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make holy robes for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak to all who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's robes to consecrate him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And these are the robes which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, priestly robe, and a robe, and an embroidered coat, a mitre priestly, hat, and a belt. And they shall make holy clothing for Aaron your brother, and his sons, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod priestly robe of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet and fine twined linen, with skillful craftsmanship. It shall have its two shoulder pieces joined at its two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the belt of the ephod priestly robe, which is upon it, shall be of the same, according to its workmanship, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And you shall take two onyx stones, and inscribe on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet ring, you shall engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. You shall make them to be set in settings of gold. And you shall put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod priestly robe for stones of memorial to the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord Jehovah upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And you shall make settings of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the ends, of braided workmanship you shall make them, and fasten the braided chains to the settings. And you shall make the breastplate of judgment with skilled craftsmanship. You shall make it after the workmanship of the ephod priestly robe, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen you shall make it. Foursquare it shall be being doubled, a span shall be its length, about 9 inches, 0.23 meters, and a span shall be its width, about 9 inches, 0.23 meters. And you shall set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosures. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet ring. They shall each have his name inscribed according to the 12 tribes. And you shall make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of braided work of pure gold. And you shall make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten in the two fasteners, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, priestly robe in the front. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in its border, which is in the inside of the ephod priestly robe. And two other rings of gold you shall make, and shall put them on the two sides of the ephod priestly robe underneath, toward its front, opposite its other couplings, above the belt of the ephod priestly robe. And they shall bind the breastplate by its rings to the rings of the ephod priestly robe, with a lace of blue, that it may be above the belt of the ephod priestly robe, and that the breastplate not be loosened from the ephod priestly robe. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goes in to the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord Jehovah continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord Jehovah continually. And you shall make the robe of the ephod, priestly robe, all of blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it, in its middle. It shall have a binding of woven work around its hole, as the hole of a coat of mail, so that it cannot be torn. And beneath upon its hem you shall make needlework of pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, around its hem, and bells of gold between and around them. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe all around. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he moves into the holy place before the Lord, Jehovah, Holy of Holies. And when he comes out, that he not die. And you shall make a plate of pure gold and engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, ring, Holiness to the Lord. And you shall put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre priestly hat. It shall be upon the front of the mitre priestly hat. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the sin of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord Jehovah. And you shall embroider the coat of fine linen, and you shall make the mitre priestly hat of fine linen, and you shall make the belt of needlework. And for Aaron's sons you shall make coats, and you shall make for them belts, and you shall make for them bonnets, caps, for glory and for beauty. And you shall put them upon Aaron your brother, and his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. And you shall make them linen under shorts to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist even to the thighs. And they shall be upon Aaron, and upon his sons, when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near the altar, to minister in the holy place, that they not bear sin and die. It shall be a law forever to him and his descendants after him.